What about combinations of these agents with other biologics and specifically the issue of bevacizumab?
The best experience or the experience that's most mature is looking at the combination of bevacizumab and Tarceva, which shows some promise. I think has a lot of intuitive appeal since there's no chemotherapy involved. And there was fairly compelling phase 2 data presented at ASCO, and they are going forward with a phase 3 trial. Although to date, the enrollment in that trial has been a little bit slow and has been a little disappointing.
And I guess it looked to me like there weren't any specific toxicity surprises, just side effects of both agents.
That's right.
Do you think there's a role right now in a non-protocol setting for the combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab?
I would generally not use it, although we really try to encourage patients to go on clinical trials, and we have competing trials for those groups of patients. But I certainly don't argue with that, but I think until we're clearly convinced, you know, by a phase 3 trial that bevacizumab adds something in the second line setting, I'd be a little reluctant to use it. Certainly the experience in colon cancer, for example, has been that if you use bevacizumab after the first line setting, the benefit starts to fall off very rapidly.